However, when we slow down our breath, we tell our bodies that they are safe. And in that safety, they can blossom, they can create, they can receive the intuitive downloads. But when we're in survival mode, we don't have the space to even channel our highest selves. So there are so many incredible breathwork practices that you can do, whether it is holotropic breathwork, which is actually quite more in the masculine. I want to add that because a lot of the breathwork that we're seeing these days, which is like
the
very goal-oriented, Wim Hof, like there's beauty and I do those practices too as well. However, they are enhancing that masculine energy, doing cold plunges, that's enhancing the masculine energy. Whereas the feminine energy is a lot more receptive. So really breathing in through your root chakra, through your womb, through your pussy space, and letting that breath fill up your body like warm honey that's just nourishing you and soothing you and replenishing you, and letting it move as slow as possible, particularly the exhales. A lot of us, we're very inhale focused, but it's hard for us to exhale because it's hard for us to release and it's hard for us to orgasm. It's the same energy of letting go.
Surrendering.
So being in that practice of taking slow breaths in, holding at the top in the third eye, which is the seat of masculine consciousness, and then letting it wither down through your heart, into your womb, into your root, down into Pachamama, Mama Tierra, the earth. Welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm a best-selling author. Been hosting this podcast for over 5 years. This will be the sixth. And really, I'm here to make spirituality more fun, joyful, ancient, wise, rich, showing the full diversity and the full spectrum of what is available for us. Because I feel like sometimes in the spiritual journey, we get really stuck and constricted into thinking what spirituality is. And I'm here to show you that you can honor your multidimensional self and be your full spectrum. So on top of being an author, I'm also a DJ and an embodiment guide. I am a founder of 2 7-figure businesses. And I really love stepping outside of the box continually and giving people permission to do the same. So today's episode is actually part of my Manifest Your Magic series over on my YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed on YouTube, be sure to subscribe at youtube.com/Sahara Rose. And this is a series I did with my friend, who's actually a witch, named Mia Magic, all about manifestation. So in this episode, we share our top 5 techniques to really manifest anything in life. And, you know, for us, manifestation is not about just like writing something down and then it happens and just putting it on your vision board, but it's really an embodied practice of taking aligned action towards your truth. So we share some of our own stories and experiences in hopes of letting you see the full spectrum of manifestation. And if you loved this episode, be sure to check out our full Manifest Your Magic series. I've been sharing them here on the podcast. You can also find them all on my YouTube channel. So before dropping into this episode, start thinking about what it is that you are manifesting. You know, maybe it's a career that is in alignment with your dharma, your true self. And if so, I have a book for you, my book, Discover Your Dharma. Or maybe it is aligned relationship, feel fully seen and acknowledged. Or maybe it's a home that you feel very supported and grounded in. Or maybe it's a group of friends that you feel like you could be your full self with. Or maybe it's abundance so you don't have to worry about rent and can feel like you're in your creative expression. So I invite you to just take a moment about what that thing is for you right now. And without further ado, now let's drop into the episode.
What's up, everyone? I'm Mia Magic.
And I'm Sahara Rose.
Welcome back to Your Most Magical Life and our series of Manifesting Your Magic. Today, we are going to be talking about divine feminine energy, working with the goddess, and harnessing all of the power that exists within women with you. And doesn't matter your gender to be watching this, because you can always align with and attune to the frequency of the feminine energy and what it means to be in connection with your creative power, your life force energy, and all of the sensual pleasure that life has to offer for us.
So first of all, what is divine feminine energy? So all of us have both divine masculine and feminine energy, regardless of our assigned gender. So the divine feminine really represents our more inward, intuitive, and receptive selves, whereas the masculine energy represents more of our assertive, outward, and yang selves. So you can think about the yin-yang that many of us have seen since the time we were kids. It really represents that duality of feminine and masculinity. And when you dive so deeply into your feminine, you actually find the masculine in there, as well as when you dive so deeply into your masculine, you find the feminine. Now, the reason why we and so many are talking about divine feminine energy right now is because the feminine has been repressed. For the past 2,000 or so years, we have been in a patriarchal era. So we have been taught to value men and qualities that are deemed masculine. So right now, we are having a renaissance of divine feminine energy, but most of us are disconnected from it. We don't trust it. We feel like if I'm not doing, pushing, exerting myself, if I'm not competing with the person next to me, then I'm going to fall behind. So really what we get to nurture right now is our divine feminine energy to let her guide us places that we never would have gone before.
A big part of working with the divine feminine that Sahara and I have both engaged in that can be really supportive is just knowing that there is a feminine energy in the universe at all, that there is a goddess, the same as there is a god. And you don't even have to believe in God as the holy, all eternal creator, or like the dude in the sky with the beard, because that certainly doesn't resonate for me. But there is a balanced energy. There is both. There are two sides. There are really, what I love to see it as is that when creation begins, when all is one, the first thing that can happen in order for anything to occur is that it splits into two. And it's just those two poles that we're talking about. And one of them gets to be the divine feminine energy. So one of my personal favorite ways to connect with and harness that divine feminine energy within myself is to speak to and about that life force creative energy as the goddess. And so many of us have grown up in Judeo-Christian or Islamic religions, or having some kind of frequency of like God the Father, this dude in the sky who's going to get down and smote you. That's the patriarchal culture that Sahara is talking about. And that father, to me, from everything that I've heard about it, that father seems to kind of be pretty punitive and is not really loving and supportive. Now, did I have a father like that? Yeah, most of the time. But there were also some really beautiful moments where he was playful and loving, and he was excited to be around us. And my dad would like write me these letters when he was gone. And that part of the God energy, the father that we think of in most religions, I don't see that there. And so really reconnecting to all of the ways that you would have loved your father to be. And that is one of the most powerful things that we get to do when we tune in with the goddess. It's like, because we haven't heard anything about her, because nobody talks about her, we get to make her anything that we desire. What would the ultimate queen, the ultimate mother, the ultimate woman be, look like, show up as for you? And so I love to just refer to God as the goddess. And that doesn't mean that I'm pushing the masculine out. I just really had to reprogram my relationship to that word. It used to trigger me really bad because I was like, who's this dude sitting up there that's going to like shoot lightning bolts at me? I'm pretty sure I've made a lot of mistakes and I haven't seen the lightning bolts yet. You know, like I'm still here, I'm doing fine. And so it just didn't seem real to me. But when I started talking to the divine as if there was a feminine energy present and alive, mostly, you know, for me, I love the natural world. Y'all know I like to be outside with my bare feet and to hang out and talk to the trees. But when I started talking to that energy as if it was this maternal presence, as if it was this loving mother that was there to support me, who would hold me in her arms and in her embrace, everything in my life started to change. And so working with and utilizing goddess energy, if you desire, if that resonates for you, can be so deeply nourishing and is really important for creating balance and just reconnecting us to where we came from. Every indigenous culture throughout history originally was matrilineal. The lines passed through the women because we didn't used to have paternity tests. It was like if a woman carried a child, you knew that child was hers. So we were the original leaders in society, the oracles, the diviners, and really the healers as well. So there's so much. Y'all can hear our podcasts on it. We have both of us have so much information on Divine Feminine, but it's really, really about knowing that if there is a God, there is a goddess as well.
Mm, so beautifully said. And our first tip for you to actually experience this divine feminine energy within you is through your breath. Mm-hmm. So we can't control our heart rate or our digestive system or any of the organs within, but the one system that we actually can control is our respiratory system, the way that we are breathing. And so much research has shown, but we don't even need the research because we trust our bodies. But you have had that experience that when you're breathing really heavy and really shallow, you're actually feeling more anxious and nervous and on edge versus when you slow down and, like right now, take a deep breath in and exhale it out. You instantly feel more nourished, grounded, anchored, rooted. Most of us, we don't breathe properly because we don't feel safe. You know, imagine if we were being chased by a tiger or a lion. We need to be breathing like this because it keeps our sympathetic nervous system going. However, when we slow down our breath, we tell our bodies that they are safe. And in that safety, they can blossom, they can create, they can receive the intuitive downloads. But when we're in survival mode, we don't have the space to even channel our highest selves. So there are so many incredible breathwork practices that you can do, whether it is holotropic breathwork, which is actually quite more in the masculine. I want to add that because a lot of the breathwork that we're seeing these days, which is like the very goal-oriented, Wim Hof, like there's beauty and I do those practices too as well. However, they are enhancing that masculine energy, doing cold plunges, that's enhancing the masculine energy. Whereas the feminine energy is a lot more receptive. So really breathing in through your root chakra, mm-hmm. through your womb, through your pussy space, and letting that breath fill up your body like warm honey that's mm-hmm. just nourishing you and soothing you and replenishing you, and letting it move as slow as possible, particularly the exhales. Mm-hmm. A lot of us, we're very inhale focused, but it's hard for us to exhale because it's hard for us to release and it's hard for us to orgasm. It's the same energy of letting go.
Surrendering.
So being in that practice of taking slow breaths in, holding at the top in the third eye, which is the seat of masculine consciousness, and then letting it wither down through your heart, into your womb, into your root, down into Pachamama, Mama Tierra, the earth. And this earth connection and our womb space is the connection to the divine feminine. So like Mia said, literally going outside, having your feet on the ground, but connecting to the earth that is you, your body.
Yes.
Your body is that natural expression of the earth. We are nature. So it's so important for us to have practices to connect back to our vessels, which we'll be sharing more with you about in this video. But we can't do any of those practices if our breath is not in alignment first. So before you go into the dancing or the yoni steaming or any of that stuff, even if you just have 5 seconds, if you can just take an exhale and release any pent-up energy through your body, you're instantly going to feel so much more connected to your feminine.
Totally. And one of my favorite feminine practices with breath work is to choose a part of my body to do a slow, deep, connected breath. And like Sahara was saying, there's so many masculine, like, you know, there's all of that. You can do all of that. There are benefits to that. Great. Bless it. I do those things too. You know, we're into that. And the deeply feminine practice is a connected breath, which is just a deep, long inhale, no pause, and a deep, long exhale. Again, no pause. And just keeping a really rhythmic wave of breath in and out, in and out. And one of the ways that I love to do that practice that I learned from my teacher, Layla Martin, who we're having dinner with. So, you know, like, but bless her. God, that woman, so brilliant. If you don't know her work, go check her out. And what she does is specific breathing into the heart, into the womb, into your breasts, different places from your pussy, right? Just specifically focusing on your pussy, breathing in through your pussy and out through your pussy, and reconnecting to those places. Honestly, at her retreat in Mexico, doing the womb breathing practice was one of the most profound experiences of my entire life, deeper than any ayahuasca journey I've ever had. Like, it took me all the way there, just breathing my own life force energy into and out of my womb. So that can be an incredibly profound practice. And speaking of the womb, one of the little tidbits that I just love that I think is so important, the word man comes from manus, which means mind, and in Latin, in our languages, but in other languages as well, the root word of where man comes from is the same meaning as mind. And so woman is the womb mind. We're meant to think from our wombs. We're meant to follow the guidance from our wombs, that creative life force energy, the power of being able to birth a new soul from inside of our bodies. That energy is what really women are meant to harness, focus on, cultivate, utilize. That's why we used to be the leaders, right? And that's why it became threatening to people. And that's why the patriarchy was born, not birthed, but born, is because of that deep, magnificent power that exists within women and it being a threat. So one of the practices that I also really love is doing breast massage. And it is such a heart-opening practice. And I know a lot of women who, when they first start doing it, they just start sobbing. They're just crying. They cannot stop releasing emotions because there's so much energy stuck in our hearts that we just don't know. It's old. We've talked about the witch wounds and all of the different things that are thrust upon us, making us feel like we're supposed to be like men. We're supposed to, you know, work through our moon cycle and not ever get emotional and just be rigid and strict and like this. But then if we're too rigid, we're frigid and it's bad. It's like, it's so confusing being a woman in the modern day. And so doing breast massage is really a powerful practice. Like, it will blow your mind. You try it for just a couple of minutes and you will have some kind of experience. And so the one thing that I want to note, you can do it in many different directions and sideways and up and down and over, and all the things are welcome, whatever feels right to you. But generally from the Taoist tradition, the ancient Eastern traditions of harnessing and utilizing sexual energy, if you have any type of lump or anything like cysts, anything in your breasts, you don't want to do the up on the outside direction because that is more of an amplification energy. So you want to stick to just up on the inside and down on the outside. And you can do the other directions as well, like side to side and just, you know, massaging them however feels right to you. But there is a Taoist practice of amplifying your heart energy where you go up on the outside and down on the inside and using the circles around your breasts like that. And you just don't want to do that if you have any type of issues in your breasts, just so that you don't amplify them. But anything else you want to amplify, you go right ahead and do it. And it will really change your life. It's an assignment that I give to so many of my clients, and the experiences that they have with it are just absolutely mind-blowing.
Such beautiful wisdom. And what I love about divine feminine energy is that it shows that each of our body parts is a teacher. You know, the breasts are the heart, our ability to give and receive love. They have an outward energy. That's why they literally protrude outward from our body. Whereas for men, they don't have breasts. It's an inward receptive zone for them. Whereas our wombs, they go inward. They are the hologram of the universe. Every single person is created and birthed through this portal of the womb. That's why in Sanskrit, they call it yoni, which literally translates to portal between two worlds. So as feminine beings, we carry that portal. And that is why naturally we are more receptive to intuitive hits, ancestors, natural beings, elementals, because we have this coding within ourselves that requires us to be this way. However, like we've mentioned, so many of us have cut ourselves off from it because we think it's dangerous. We think it's going to get us in trouble. We think it's not as worthwhile. So it's really about remembering and harnessing and doing these practices like the breast massage. Another practice we'll be sharing with you to work with your womb wisdom are so impactful. Before we get there, movement is one of the best ways to start cultivating that divine feminine energy. So masculine consciousness is a lot more goal-oriented. It either wants to be running towards a goal or in complete stillness, right? It wants to be in that space of like, I'm in my cave in the Himalayas by myself and leave me alone. Yeah. Whereas the feminine, the Shakti energy, is a lot more about immersing itself with the community and the children and the plants and the food and enjoying life. So that feminine energy within us, it wants to move, it wants to spiral, it wants to undulate. So if you find yourself, and probably when you were a kid, they said, sit still, stop moving, stop fidgeting so much that we've trained ourselves to not move, but start getting in the practice, even while you're sitting there right now, start moving your body, feel what wants to circle. The feminine moves in spirals. So maybe it's chest circles, hip circles. I love to do hip circles whenever I'm working with my finances, like from checking my bank statement, because that's that sacral chakra energy. It represents abundance, divine feminine, creativity, pleasure. So doing hip circles, just getting back into your body. And if you are someone that does a lot of linear movement, like running or weightlifting, have a practice that you just do non-linear, sporadic, free-flowing, ecstatic movement. Because again, our bodies are that vessel. So for us to be able to open up to the intuitive hits, we must learn how to first use our bodies to receive that. And if you are used to like, I'm not a good dancer, I need to do choreography, how do I let my body guide me? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe my shoulder just wants to do this for a while, or my neck wants to do this. And then you can start to incorporate self-touch, which is just gently caressing your body and giving yourself that same love and affection that you would give a lover. Just allowing our bodies to feel that touch, it actually creates the same response, whether it's from ourselves or from someone else. So dance has been the biggest practice for me of connecting back to my divine feminine energy. One of the best ways is just when you start your day for 5 minutes, play some of your favorite songs, maybe some really sensual, beautiful music or whatever gets you going, and let yourself dance without any choreography or a YouTube video, anything like that. Just let yourself be in your body and let it guide you.
So our last practice has mixed reviews, but I think that it's just part of the patriarchal system that's like telling people that you shouldn't use it, because this magical little seed, crystal, stone, yoni egg has been used, again, in the Taoist tradition for thousands of years. This is made from imperial jade. It does have a little satin string on it. So you can put this egg up inside your yoni. That's why it's called a yoni egg. And I personally recommend, you know, people will sell you eggs of all different crystals and types. And I recommend a non-porous stone. Jade is a non-porous stone. You know how like rose quartz and some stones will have little cracks and things, amethyst, things like that. Just in case, who knows what's going to happen. I'm sure it's going to be fine, but I really recommend non-porous stones. My favorite is imperial jade and obsidian. Those are really great for me. That's the best. A black stone, like Sahara was talking about with the womb, it is that vacuum, sort of the void, that receptive energy. I love when you said the womb is the hologram of the universe. I was like, oh, that's so good. And that black energy of obsidian is really great for healing and transmuting energy. So if you have a lot of sexual trauma, or you have had a lot of negative experiences with your pussy, with your yoni, with your womb, where maybe you haven't known your own boundaries, or you haven't been able to say, no, this is not what I want, and your pussy has pain or numbness or really just doesn't feel super receptive to sexual energy, an obsidian egg is so, so powerful and impactful. And if you're just doing healing or strengthening, a jade, I know this looks black, it's actually really dark green. I'm like, can we get a little sunlight? It's really dark green. But this egg is so magical. Any green stone is connected to the heart chakra and to the abundance of love in our lives. And so this stone, you can literally put up inside of your yoni, and you can do the like weightlifting practices and stuff if you want. But one of the most gentle, easy, beautiful ways to heal using a yoni egg is just to use a slight tightening or clenching, just to really feel the sensation of it, and then take a deep breath. Again, that like pussy or womb, yoni breathing. and circulate that energy around yourself. You can circulate it up the front of your body and down the back of your body. That's more like the yin cycle. Or if you want to really generate and amplify, activate more energy, you can breathe it up your spine and then down the front of your body. You can circulate it to the side from your feminine side, mostly known as the left side, to your masculine side, or your masculine to your feminine. You can do it in figure eights. You can breathe it just up into your heart. You can do whatever feels right to you. Honestly, follow your intuition and inner guidance system. But this is an incredibly transformative practice. And there's all kinds of beautiful courses about doing jade egg work, if that's something you want to dive deeper into. But this is definitely a magical little seed. And I've done a lot of rituals with my yoni egg where, you know, crystals are literally what allow all of our technology to work. We don't think about that very often, but we have crystals in our radios and in our cell phones. And so you can program this. And what I will do is set an intention with my yoni egg, let it know what the seeds are that I'm planting, and then put it inside of myself and do my practice, whether it's a pleasure practice or just breath work, or doing a breath practice that's specifically designed around the jade egg, like I was just sharing with the microcosmic orbit. And really feeling, like Sahara said, my body as the fertile soil of the earth for the seeds of whatever the intention is that I'm planting to be nourished and to begin to grow and sprout within me. So these are just a couple of amazing, really super simple, beautiful ways that you can connect to and nurture your divine feminine energy. And you can definitely stay tuned with both of us for a lot more about that, because it's never going to stop. And it's so beautiful to be a devotee of the goddess with you and to just see the way that you show up as her and the way that I get to show up as her, and that we all have these different and unique emanations of her. And it's such a gift and such a blessing. So another way that we didn't even mention is just spending time with other goddesses, you know, with other people who you can feel their appreciation for that same divine feminine energy.
Yes, we both are so passionate about this topic. So be sure to both subscribe to our YouTube channels, to my podcast, join Witch School, Rose Gold Goddesses. Like, we are on a mission to bring goddess devotees energy back into the world. So come into our coven. You can sit with us. We are so excited to have you here. So share with us in the comments below. Yeah. What are some of the divine feminine practices you're interested in? What have you tried? What are you curious about? And be sure to like and subscribe to stay tuned for our next videos. We have so much incredible magic coming for you so you can manifest your best life.
Thank you all so much for watching. I'm Mia Magic.
And I'm Sahara Rose.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you loved it, I would so deeply appreciate sharing it on your social media. It really helps get the message out to more people. And the ultimate way to support the podcast is by leaving a review on the iTunes store. And as a special gift for doing so, I will offer you my womb meditation. Now, this is a meditation for you to connect to your sacred womb space and receive her answers. So this is so helpful for us who are connected to the feminine approach to spirituality, to have a more embodied approach that really incorporates the wisdom that exists in our bodies, in our temples. So all you got to do is leave a review on the iTunes store. I read every single one. And also let me know any requests you have, any questions you have that you want answered on this podcast, any special guests or conversations you would love to hear. Please share it with me as well on that review. And take a screenshot before hitting submit and email it over to me at sahara@iamsaharrose.com. Again, that's sahara@iamsaharrose.com. You can find that email in the show notes, and I will email you back my womb meditation. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next one. Namaste.